can't figure out what's wrong with your business plan? Well, top facilitator and motivator Rick Hocek says it could be that your goals aren't clear enough, the people responsible aren't committed to them, or there are no consequences for their failure to perform. Rick is president of Soar with Eagles Incorporated, and he helps CEOs and leadership teams avoid those pitfalls with his power planning process. Rick works mainly with small and mid-sized businesses, and he's here with advice that leaders in any business can use. Rick, how can a CEO make sure that his leadership team is on board with the company vision?
Alan, it's really not hard. Here are two effective ways. One is by simply allowing the team to be a partner in creating that vision. I tend to find most CEOs think they have the obligation to create the vision themselves, but they really don't. They have the right, but not the obligation, to self-create it. A second way is for the CEO who insists on creating the vision alone, and that's okay, by the way. There's still an opportunity to get team buy-in by allowing the team to create quantifiable clarity around the CEO's vision, or in other words, letting the team as a group discuss, argue, negotiate, haggle, write, modify, then finally agree on word pictures of what success looks like several years down the road.
Rick, one point you make is that companies need a system of escape-proof accountability. Explain how you set up that kind of system.
Well, by escape-proof accountability, I mean very simply that you can run, but you can't hide. And there are several elements that have to be in place. First, you have to have the buy-in of the vision and the how-to plan to get there. Second, allowing the plan to be team-created, not CEO-created. Third, a team members need to believe their input matters and that the CEO does not have a predetermined plan in mind. In my mind, that precipitates the need for an outside-the-company facilitator to lead the planning meeting. You also have to have a laser-focused action plan with people responsible by name. You also have to have ongoing, nonstop, never-ending system to track progress on committed actions. And then finally, consequences for non-performance, so everyone knows at the beginning of the implementation period what evil will befall them if they don't perform as promised.
Boy, this all sounds so logical and basic, yet so many companies just fail to grasp the concept. How about a case study so our listeners can see how it all comes together?
Well, I'll give you three quickly. First, a company that has used my power planning process for several years with great success, and team members told me at the conclusion of the first year that they had accomplished more in those 12 months that they had been talking about, working at, and struggling with for 5 to 10 years, and finally this process helped them get it done. Second, a president whose company is one division of a multi-division corporation. His division not only beat plan, they were the only division in the company to show a profit and the only division that used the power planning process. Third is a business who had a low performer resign from the company just before the planning meeting was to happen, presumably because he realized his ability to hide in the shadows and continue to not perform would finally be discovered, so he left, and that was a huge win for the company.
Well, Rick, thank you very much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Rick Hocek, president of Soar with Eagles Incorporated.